Hello, my name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we're learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on Daf Chaf Amud Bet, that's 20b, and we're going to start 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 lines down from the top. What we've been discussing is Shmua Kurova, that is if you hear about the death of a loved one for whom you have to sit Shiva within 30 days. Ordinarily, you would start sitting Shiva right after the burial, but if you were not there or not in the city and you heard about it within 30 days, then the news of the death counts as if it were the time of burial for you, and you would begin to sit Shiva from the time that you heard about it. And a Shmua Rechoka, which is a longer-term thing, which means that you don't hear about the death until after 30 days, in which case the entire period of mourning has passed already. And in that case, there was a machloket as to whether or not you should still sit Shiva or Shloshim, or as to whether or not you should just sit one day. Okay, so we have a similar case to that, but a little more complicated. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin said, Shama Shmua Krova. He heard a Shmua Krova, that is, he heard about the death within 30 days, Baregel, and it was on the festival. So basically, he heard about it on the last day of a holiday, and the last day of the holiday was the 29th day or the 30th day, the last day that it could be a Shmua Krova. Ulumotzei HaRagel, because there's a machloket as to whether or not which day the 30th day counts. Let's say it was the 30th day he heard about it on the festival. Ulumotzei HaRagel, the day after the festival, Nasit Rechoka, it becomes a Shmua Rechoka. That is, the day after the festival becomes the 31st day. Olelo, so the 30th day, which is when he heard about it, counts towards the 30 days of the Shmua Rechoka, the Eina Noheg El Yom Echad. And then after the festival, he only keeps one day of Shivan Shloshim. In other words, even though he heard it within the 30-day period, since he wasn't able to mourn on that day because it was a festival, it counts as if he didn't hear about it until it was a Shmua Rechoka. That is what this teaching says. Tana Rabbi Ada Demin Kesari, coming to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ada from Kesari is said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. He said a similar case. Shama Shmua Krova B'Shabbat. Instead of a festival, it happened on a Shabbat. He heard it right at the end of the 30-day period. Ulumotzei Shabbat Nasit Rechoka. And the day after Shabbat, the Sunday following, already that is long enough that it's post 30 days. So when he heard about it, even though it was the last day that it was eligible, it was Shabbos and he couldn't mourn. Eino noheg ele yom echad. So then on Sunday, he only keeps one day as well. So basically, the principle is that if you hear about the death on a day that you're unable to mourn, that day that you heard about it counts towards the 30-day period of making it a Shmua Rechoka. So the Gemara asks another question. Korea o eino korea. When you hear about the death, do you tear your clothing or do you not tear your clothing? Now, if we're talking about the case that we were talking about where it was Yontif or Shabbos, then you clearly cannot tear your clothing because it's Yontif or Shabbos. So perhaps the question would then be on the one day of Shiva, ordinarily you would tear your clothes. And perhaps in that situation, is the way Tosfos reads it, when it became a Shmua Rechoka only because you heard on the last day of eligibility and it was Shabbos or Yom Tov, you wouldn't tear. Although Tosfos would agree that in ordinary circumstances, if you heard a Shmua Rechoka, you wouldn't tear your clothing as well. But that's the way Rashi reads it, is that we're dealing in a general case of a Shmua Rechoka. Do you tear your clothes when you hear after 30 days? So there is a machloket. Rabbi Mani Amar, Rabbi Mani says, Eino korea, you don't tear. Rabbi Chanina Amar korea, Rabbi Chanina says, you do tear. Amar le, Rabbi Mani le, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Mani, who says you don't have to tear, says Rabbi Chanina, who says you do. Bishlama le didi, it makes sense, according to me, Damina Eino korea, that I say you don't tear. Hainu delo ika avelu shiva, because there is no shiva. You only keep one day in a Shmua Rechoka. So the tearing of one's clothing and Shiva are linked together. At least this is the argument he's making, that you can only do Kriya if you have Shiva. El Ladidach, but according to you, the Amart Korea, who says that you should tear, Kriya below Shiva mi'ika, is there ever a situation where you can have tearing your clothes without a Shiva? Velo, he says, that's not true. Vehatanya, there is a Braita that does give an example of where you can tear Kriya without Shiva. Isi Avua de Rabbi Zeira, Isi, who was the father of Rabbi Zeira, the Amri Le'achua de Rabbi Zeira, some say it was his brother, Kami de Rabbi Zeira, in front of Rabbi Zeira, said as follows, Misha Einlo Chalok Likroa, a person who doesn't have a garment to tear. Either he's wearing somebody else's garment, and therefore he can't tear a garment that doesn't belong to him, or he's wearing a kind of a garment that you're not that is not eligible for tearing. Then he's damin lo betoch shiva, and then he gets an appropriate garment within the shiva, korea la korea. Then he can tear. So as long as he gets an appropriate garment within the shiva, even if it's not right at the beginning, he can tear. La achar shiva, but if he doesn't get a garment until the shiva is over, eni korea, eno korea, then he doesn't tear. So this seems to go along with the principle that kriya only is eligible within the shiva period. And if there is no shiva period, you don't tear. However, ani Rabbi Zeira batre, Rabbi Zeira answered him after he gave this teaching. Ba'medvar mamurim, let's limit the scope. To what is this matter referring? B'chamisha meitei mitzvah, this only refers to the five people who you mourn for that are the regular meitei mitzvah. That is father, mother, son, daughter, and spouse. Aval al avi v'al imo, but for his father and his mother, in which case usually the mourning is more strict, korea v'holek, he can tear and continue to tear even after shiva. Now there is a three-way machloket in the Rishonim as to how long you tear. The Tur brings all three of them. The Rambam says that it only goes up until 30 days. The Gaonim say that it goes up until a year because the mourning for a parent goes all the way up until a year. And the Bahag, which is how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, says that it's forever. That at any point that you hear, even if it was many years later, that you still would tear kriya for a parent. But here we have an example where you can tear kriya even after shiva. Therefore, shiva and kriya are not exactly related to each other. However, Rabbi Mani dispatches this and says, "Kitanya hi." When we learn that brayta, lichvod aviv imo. That's not actually the din in kriya. It's only done for the honor of his mother and father. In other words, the custom of tearing for mother and father even after shiva isn't actually the ikar din kriya. It's not essentially the idea of kriya. It is just an act that we do to show honor for our mother and father, even though it's not required in a din of kriya. Okay, I think we're going to stop there for today because we're beginning a new topic, and we will continue in our next recording tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.